This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged. Because you got to be involved. You got to be engaged. I mean, seriously. I mean, otherwise, I don't know, you guys make me nuts sometimes. I mean, otherwise, you're just spewing the party line, you know. And some of you are tired of hearing me saying it, then stop doing it. It really is that simple. Whenever I get emails from people, within the first few lines, I can tell whether they're pushing me on a party issue or a real issue that they have. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You can be involved in the conversation, okay? And give me your email address. We send out an email once a week. It's not a big deal. We don't inundate you with buy this, buy that, buy that. I mean, it'd be nice if you'd buy some stuff, but we don't beat our brains out with it, okay? So do it, get involved, get engaged. All right, the other day, Trump came to Austin. And, I mean, obviously there's always, there are protesters whenever he goes anywhere. And I don't think it's unique to him. I mean, there were protesters for Obama, not like they are for Trump. I guess Soros is, pumped up when he's paying people to do this kind of thing. But there were, plenty of protesters there. And what's always funny about these protesters, especially against Trump, they never know what they're protesting. They can never tell you what he's done in order to be protested. And they talk in generalities like, he's a bigot, he's a homophobe. It's like, shut up. Give me something specific he's done. Very specific. Can't do it. Take a listen.
Trump has said, what is the biggest action he's taken that's really pushed you to want to come protest?
The list is endless. I don't think I could come up with a single one.
Can you give me one specific thing that he's done? What's the biggest thing to you specifically?
No. It's from day one, he was just an evil mother.
See, nothing. Again, gotta swear. You gotta be nasty. Because I got nothing.
Of course, I'm gonna make America great. And that he's gonna bring jobs. And that he's taking care of everybody. And that.
Wait, so one of the worst things that he said,
those are the worst things. And also that, when he said that he was going to help the people from Syria and he never did.
I'm kind of confused here. The worst things he did was bring jobs, right? And then he was going to help everybody. You can't help everybody because everybody doesn't want the help. Let's start off there. And sometimes the kind of help that people want, you don't give it to them. You don't spoon feed people everything.
I thought that was one of the worst things ever.
Just his entire person, the persona that he is, everything about him, just to me. Yes, everything about him. He just lies. Everything he does.
What's one of the biggest lies that really angered you?
Michael, do you have something?
It starts from the time he is inaugurated, all the way from the crowd size, all the way to, it's a perfect phone call, what he's saying now.
Yeah, because we found out that the picture was a little doctored by mainstream media, like usual. But see, that guy refuses to you know, I had a, again, I went back and forth with somebody I thought, I still believe, was the same dem today. And I kept saying, you now are spewing nothing but the party line. You are now spewing nothing but what they're telling you to say. Because this person kept telling me that even though I gave them the clips of what was said at the media, at the hearing, at the circus, these were all people that were being, somehow they were being, I don't know, pushed by Trump or Giuliani or somebody. They had drank some kind of Kool-Aid, or that I wasn't hearing it right, but they were hearing it. I mean, this is how divided we've become.
With his phone calls,
did you read the transcript?
No, I didn't read the transcript, but I listened to. I've been following it on the news.
Right, I didn't read the transcript. I've been following it on these news channels that will usually hide words and twist things and move commas to make the president look worse, and I'm good with that.
What is one of the most divisive things that Trump has said to you that really pushed you to want to come protest today?
I can't think right now.
I don't know, because I think if they're paying me to do this, lady, leave me alone. You know, she got this sign up. She actually even turned away after the question was asked because she had no idea how to answer.
Just one thing, just one big thing that Trump did.
Beg, answer that for her.
Maybe another exit.
Let's go there.
No?
Now, they're all ducking her. Nobody wants to talk with her. You know why? Because they got nothing. Again, they have nothing. It's what they've been doing. It's what they continue to do. Right? And all they're doing really is repeating what they hear on the news. So in their mind, he's a liar. He's a hypocrite. He's a homophobe. Right? He hates women. Hates clean air. Why? Why do all these? Because that's what the media says. Has to be true. CNN said it. Sure, someday we've got to find out where they're getting their Kool-Aid. Because then we can help put stuff in it to bring them back to reality. Don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with us. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Tom Del Vaccaro is going to join me on the other side of the break. Because, you know, Tom's got the wrap-up. He understands. He's been watching it with a fine-tooth comb this week. I'm sure right now he just, like, going out of his mind wants to do something different. It was very painful to have to watch this week. Joe Bassini, your host. You'll listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously, I mean it. I'm so happy you could spend some time with us and, you know, get involved in the conversation, though. Really, seriously. When you 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. But if you don't want to call, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And, you know, let me know what you topics that you want us to take on. Something you get to say about the show or the particular topic we're talking about now. Right? I mean, really that simple. Not a big deal. And it's one of the ways you get involved. I mean, just sitting there agreeing with me or disagreeing with me, yelling at the radio, however it is that you do it, won't fix anything. Seriously. All right? I mean, get involved in Gates. Okay, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I know you're probably so tired about talking about this, But we have to be upfront. We have to be in their faces with this. We cannot and will not, but we cannot allow them to get away with this. We can't allow them to treat not just the president. Look, whether it's President Trump or, you know, President Frankenstein, I don't care what, whatever. That chair, that seat still deserves some respect, right? And doing the impeachment the way they did, laying it out the way they did. They had nothing. They've always had nothing. And they're scratching and scrounging to find something. Like that. Like that's going to help them. It's not going to do anything for them. And I haven't, look, I can only watch so much of this stuff before it makes me crazy. So what I do is I get the, you know, quote unquote, I get the experts on, right? This is why I've asked Tom Del Vaccaro to join me, because he's been watching it, that poor guy. We got to send him a lot of booze. He's been watching this circus all week long. Right? And again, sometimes I want them to spit at the TV, but it was my TV, so it would have been stupid to do so. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. Tom, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you? I mean, do you have enough drugs to get through another couple of days of this stuff?
Well, you know, when you think about it, the divided eras throughout all of our history have been the criminalization of politics and the high rhetoric has always existed. So if you look at the end of the Civil War and when Grant became president, there was a lot of enemies of his, and they went after him as well. And you have Trump, who has come in here and upset a lot of apple carts and doesn't really care. And they don't like that. And these, you saw a lot of those career diplomats, you know, diplomats like to massage things, and that historically, they're pretty darn arrogant.
Yep.
And, you know, but I give you this example, and I'm sure you know it, but I don't know if all your listeners do. Dana Rohrabacher, who you know, wrote the speech that Reagan gave at the Berlin Wall. And the diplomats wanted to take out of the speech, tear down this wall.
Yep.
Reagan wanted it back. Rohrabacher put it back. They took it back out. Obviously, Reagan ruled the day it was in, and it changed the world. And if it was up to diplomats, maybe it wouldn't have occurred. Certainly wouldn't have occurred in the same time frame. So these arrogant diplomats who are some like Fiona Hill, who's unquestionably a, you know, a globalist, that would be the minimal that you would refer to her.
Right.
She doesn't like Trump. She doesn't like the ilk of Trump. And what I mean by that is someone who think they're so smart or so arrogant that they could come in and contradict these people. You saw that Vindman kid.
Yep.
I mean, he was laughable. Thinking how much he knew and so arrogant. I'm the Ukraine or whatever it is. Right?
Right.
And so, I mean, that's just part and parcel of it. And, you know, I got to say to people, this is not going to recede. This amount of invective is not going to recede. The Democrats are in the run-up to socialism. Their party is so engaged in socialist activities, socialist tactics. Their intensity is not going to recede anytime soon.
Oh, no. They're like, look at Tom, I liken these guys as injured animals that are cornered, okay? And they don't know where to turn or what to do. They're lashing out. If you looked at Shifty Schiff's face, the smile on his face when at the very end there, it was somewhat irritated, somewhat I got you kind of thing. What I took away from some of this is with all these wonderfully smart witnesses that he had, only one really, really had eyes on everything. Everybody else heard through, assume that. There were no real, I mean, technically, if you're a lawyer, if you were in a court of law, you could have wiped out 98% of these witnesses because they had no real knowledge of anything, did they?
Yeah, if you look at Congressman Turner, he was unbelievable.
Yep.
There's a YouTube video on him. and he just figured, look, all of this relates. The same people heard the same rumors from the same people. And they just repeated it over and over again. And that was the Democrats' case. And Turner was brilliant in the manner he had. Like, you know, I've been a trial lawyer, I don't know, too darn long.
Okay.
And I'm actually known for my ability to cross-examination. Turner, I was jealous of Turner. It was brilliant. I thought to myself, man, why didn't I write that? He was awesome.
Yeah, and again, I know you were heavily into this. I couldn't listen to it all. I was doing the thing where I was yelling at these people because they're going, come on, did you hear what you just said? Did you hear what just came out of your own mouth, right?
And well, Sumlin.
Yep.
Sumlin at one, first of all, it's like he was having fun at the beginning of the day.
Yes.
And then at the end of the day, he was like he was a teenager had gotten in trouble. He was a teenager during the day, then he got in trouble. And at one point he testified, I couldn't even believe this. I mean, even how these people get to it. I mean, really. He testified, all I can do is testify to what I heard or what I saw. Really? Because for the last 5 hours you've been talking rumors.
All right, listen. We got to go for a quick break. And then I want to talk to you about Jordan and how Jordan nailed him with the meeting that never happened. Remember that?
Yeah, that was funny. When did it happen?
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back with Tom Del Vaccaro right after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
An FBI lawyer is suspected of altering a document related to the surveillance of a former Trump campaign advisor, according to a person familiar with the situation. President Donald Trump, who has long attacked the FBI investigation into ties between Russia and his 2016 presidential campaign as a hoax and a witch hunt, immediately touted news reports about the accusation to allege the FBI had tried to overthrow his presidency. The allegation is part of a Justice Department Inspector General review of the FBI's Russia investigation.
investigation. Inspector General Michael Horowitz is expected to release that report on December 9th. Trump and his supporters are likely to seize on any findings of mistakes or bad judgment in the report to support their claims of a biased investigation. Spokespersons for the FBI and the Inspector General have declined to comment at this point. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Steve, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-WORD-SHOW. 855-732-5560. Some way, one of these days, I'm going to start selling access to the breaks because, you know, always the best conversation hangs in them. Tom Del Beccaro joins me. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, frequent guest on Fox. You know, that is so cool because I was a frequent guest on CNN and I was not proud of that. You know what I'm saying? And the former chairman of the California Republican Party, his book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and The Keys to America's Reconciliation, a great book you need to grab. And you can get that up on Amazon. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure.
You know, at least you're among friends, or kind of, over there at Fox. At CNN, I had to wrap myself in Kevlar. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
Yeah, I've been asked a lot whether I would do it, but, you know, they have gone so far overboard, there's really no point.
No, you get nothing out of it. Matter of fact, even my listeners were getting mad at me for going there, going, why do you bother? And I go, I don't know, it's in me, I like the fight, you know what I'm saying?
I get that, but they're so irrational now, it's not even funny.
Yeah, you can't even get into the conversation. All right. So we were talking a little bit about the Jordan video, right? And that was a great video. Had me rolling around. And, well, he was, but he brought out how asinine their argument is. They've got nothing. There's absolutely nothing there for them to fight with. And he knew it.
Yeah. But I still think Turner did the best of anyone. I'll give he was good, and Stefanik was awesome. I'm so glad to see a new young face come out there and do so well.
Yeah, and how long, I don't know if you know this or not, but how long has she been around? I mean, she's not seasoned, she's fairly new.
She's only 35, so she was the young. I remember when she got elected, at the time she was the youngest ever. She's been eclipsed in that by none other than...
Don't say it. Do not say her name on the show. Okay?
But you're right. That's who it was.
It's like Beetlejuice, dude. If you say it too many times, she shows up. Don't do it. You know, when I were talking about the break.
Was awesome. And Jordan's just a natural at it. He gets it, and he's a good showman, too.
Yeah.
But I love to turn her.
Oh, yeah. No, but Turner laid it out so any sixth grader could understand what a farce this was. Don't you agree?
Well.
Sorry. I'm getting down to my level here.
There's a lot of people unwilling to accept it. I'll go that far with you.
But, so I had said something to you over the, you know, during the break, and it's kind of the thought process that some people have is, I would like to see the Senate take this on, but You alluded during the break that you don't think the impeachment vote happens. Enlighten me.
Well, okay, I said it's 50-50. Now, keep in mind that November 1st of last year in the Washington Examiner, you can look this up, folks, I predicted they would do an impeachment vote. I said that if the Democrats won the House, they would do three things. Endless investigations, that would be... I said that they would shut down the government over claiming budget impasse and the like. Of course, that happened 7 weeks after my prediction. But the one that wound up, I said that they would get to impeachment because just having the House, you can't satisfy your electorate with just the House.
Right.
You don't really get to do that much. But I said they would get to impeachment whether the facts warranted it or not, right? And so here we are. The problem for them now is independents, especially in swing states, have moved hard against them. And so they are really jeopardizing the House. They have way – remember, it was Newt Gingrich that stepped down, not Bill Clinton.
Right.
And so they are taking a huge risk by going forward. Plus, when this FISA stuff starts coming out and the IG report, that's a lot. So I'm saying the odds are growing higher that it doesn't happen, but they're just as Captain Ahab as they've ever been. It's just whether Nancy talks them out because she thinks they'll lose the House.
Well, I think Nancy, again, not the expert, but I think Nancy has lost control here. I really do. I think that if it was up to her, I don't believe that this impeachment, any of this would ever have happened. It's just my personal point of view. And I think she's smart enough to know the damage this is going to do to them.
Okay, so I think your statement that it's not control is an understatement. And here's what I mean by that. There is no center of gravity. The 2020s are doing and controlling the discussion in some ways. Bloomberg is spending money. Steyer spent money that they can't control. You have the AOCs who are undermining moderate Democrats in moderate districts. So there is no control on the left. They are in a civil war. I think last Sunday I was on Fox and Friends and predicted that they would go to, and I certainly did it on Fox Nation Deep Five the other day, Deep Dive. They're going to go to a brokered convention. So they're in a world of disagreement right now.
Oh, they've been, yeah. And I think part of that, do you think part of what's been driving that is the new ones coming in when you talk about, let's call them the swamp. I mean, the AOC and Omar and the others. I mean, part of them are driving them in that direction. Are they not? Bernie Sanders, all of them that are screaming the loudest. They're making the most amount of noise, aren't they?
Well, yes, they have their wing of the party. And by the way, come end of March, that wing of the party is going to have the largest block of delegates. Sanders Warren will have the largest block. And as they go into a brokered convention, they're not just going to roll over like they did for Hillary.
No. No, you're exactly right. But
they're still angry. They're angry about that.
Oh, I know they are. I've got Dem friends that are borderline hardcore socialists that still feel like the old guard stole the last election from them, and they don't care how much it hurts them this time. They're going to take it back. They're going to find a way to pull back the control. So to your point, if they've got that many delegates, they don't care if they go off the cliff as long as they get what they want.
Yeah, I think between Sanders and Warren, that they have somewhere in the neighborhood of 35% of the delegates. Maybe less. Warren peaked a little early, and they started doing the scrutiny. Now, I don't know. Mayor Pete's risen now. he's peaking now. I don't really see his ability to stay there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he is such a sophist. And what I mean by that, people, is he, first of all, he's brought up by communist parents, and he thinks he's so bloody smart, and he's just not. And he can't even carry sound. They don't even like him in South Bend anymore.
I know.
You know?
He's got a zero approval rating from the African American community. How do you expect to overcome that? What's he going to do? Give them all double reparations?
Yeah, no, it's not going to work well.
No.
For him. So, but he's peaking now. Now the thing is, life's a game of when you peak, right? I'm still hoping that I will. Life's a game of when you peak. And if he's peaking now, can he stay there long enough? Because I was 60 days away, 70 days away, and you know, you want to do well in Iowa. Will he still be there? That's the question.
I don't know. I think he can't carry. I mean, you look at the rest of the country. I don't think he can carry it. I don't think he has the charisma. He thinks he does, but I don't think he has the charisma to carry it. I think it's just hilarious that the party of diversity, the party of new and young ideas, is being led. The three people at the top of their list are old white people. Don't you? I just find that I can't stop laughing.
Well, I disagree that Biden's. You know, I was on Deep Dive, and the Leslie Marshall, Fox contributor, making the argument that Biden's still going to win. I don't think he can. I think he finishes fourth or below in Iowa, fourth or below in New Hampshire, and I think that's catastrophic for him.
I want to hold you for a couple of more minutes after the break. I agree with you. I think the reason Biden won't win is everybody will be in Iowa and he'll be in New Hampshire thinking he's in Iowa. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Doesn't get any more Americana than Charlie Daniels, really, seriously. I'm not a country guy, but I love all his music. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. And last but not least, if you want some, you want text alerts as to when the show's starting, just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. You get text alerts when the show starts. My good buddy Tom DelVaccaro joins me. He's an acclaimed author and speaker. A frequent guest on Fox, and the former chairman of the California Republican Party, and he got to get a copy of his book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. Tom, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Always good. I can't wait to eat your wife's turkey on Thanksgiving.
You're trying to get me in trouble, aren't you? Yeah. Anyhow.
It's not that hard.
Well,
not
she's gonna,
hard.
We're gonna partake of the turkey that Congress is serving up. That's what we're gonna do.
There you go.
Right. So,
exactly.
Do they vote on this before Christmas?
I think they're gonna get hit so hard when it comes to the spicer thing that they, you know, and so I.
But strategically, Tom, if you were handling this, would you put this FISA information out before they vote or after they vote?
Oh, 100% before.
Really?
You want to see them collapse.
Okay.
If you're the Republicans, you want to see them collapse. And look, you never want your president impeached. You never want that on somebody. And this is bad for the presidency. This is not good. This is lasting damage they're doing to the rule of law. And it should not be rewarded. It has to be soundly defeated so this doesn't become the modus operandi for American politics.
If they got any traction on this, I've been telling my people, if they got any traction on this at all, Kavanaugh would be next. These people are using impeachment to go in and just remove people they don't care for or don't really line up with, well, you can call them values, but their core values that they have. They're going out of their minds with some of these choices, and impeachment seems to be the word of the day for these people, isn't it?
Well, it's the criminalization of politics. That's what it is, and it won't end unless they are defeated at the ballot box for doing it.
Yeah, and you know what? And to your point, though, it won't end there either. They will do everything they can to trip up, keep leaking. You know, this is what bothers me about the leaking. At some point in time, somebody's got to put a plug in this. Somebody's got to put a cork in this and stop it. If I had to, I would wipe out the whole State Department.
It's more than leaking. It is the whistleblowing it's really unbelievable that this administration has, there hasn't been an actual, anything remotely as bad out of this administration as what you had out of the last, even though the last claims, we did nothing wrong. You're really the IRS, and we're about to find the whole FISA thing and all of that. So it's amazing. So, but look, I think by the end of January, by the end of March, the Democrats will be net losers on all of this.
Yeah. Well, if this makes you feel good or not, last year when they won, in 18 when they won, I kind of wrote the same thing you did, not at the same depth that you write at, but I basically said, if they win the House, it'll be nothing but investigate to impeach, number one. I said, number two, I believe they'll self-implode. I believe back then that they would start eating each other up because everybody, you know, you got so many chiefs in that party that they all think they're right, and they would all start stepping all over each other to make a name for themselves or make something happen for themselves. So
100%.
I'm in 100% good company with you. Go ahead.
There's no center of gravity for the Democrat Party right now. They're just all trying to grab, and that's what the run-up to socialism looks like, by the way. It's not orderly.
No, and this is scary. And people have to realize that, you know, get past the gun argument and all this. These people looking for nothing but pure socialism. Tom, I do appreciate your time, man. I appreciate you being with me. Where can people find your writings?
PoliticalVanguard.com. I have my whole impeachment set right there. And the divided era, which, you know, is becoming all the more true. The more government decides, the more it divides. The bigger it gets, the bigger the fight.
Yep.
There's so much fighting in politics because there's so much to fight about. $8 trillion our governments are spending right now. And they'll fight for that. And they're not going to like the next Republican. They're not going to like the next Democrat when it comes to the right. And that this is what big government does. And that's why, in significant part, I've always been for limited government, because it keeps people from going after each other in class warfare and otherwise. Have a great Thanksgiving. Give my best to your wife and to your listeners, all right?
You too. You have a great Thanksgiving as well. Thanks for being with me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Tom Del Beccaro, I enjoy having him. I mean, he's been at this for a long time. He's been involved in California politics for forever. I always joke with him when he had dark hair. I think he still has dark hair, but I'm not sure. I haven't seen him in a bit. But you know, California politics for both sides, Republicans and Democrats. I mean, more so for Democrats at this point. But, you know, we fight each other constantly in this state. And it's one of the reasons why, because we all have ideas of what we think is going to get us to win. And the Reagan Republicans, even though they're still running down that road, they're running in line with Reagan, they're starting to fray a bit. And mainstream Republicans, they think if we don't become more libertarian, if we don't become, I don't want to say liberal, but if we don't lean more libertarian, we're not going to be able to get any of the seats. And then you got those Republicans, they're called coastal Republicans here in California. They really are not Republicans. They're Republican in registration. They have some conservative values, right? They're fiscally conservative, which is why they believe themselves to be Republicans in a lot of cases. But they don't have the social, they don't have the social conservativeness. And as long as we keep fighting among ourselves, you know, we've got, in my area, which is the 25th Congressional District in California, we went from having, one viable candidate. We had a couple more jump in, but they couldn't raise money. They couldn't get any traction, so they came out. You had the previous congressman who said he wasn't getting back in, get back in. And then you have Papadopoulos jump in. So everybody's being torn apart in three different ways. We won't win. We will lose again. Unless we come together, can coalesce behind somebody and fight for them. But we're being given, and it's up and down the state, we're being given candidates that don't fight, that don't share our values. Maybe a couple of them, but don't share them all. And I'm not looking for perfection. You know that. Some of you have been listening long enough know when I say to you, I'm not looking for somebody who's 100% agreement with me all the time. And I know it's an old saying, but it's so true. You're not in 100% agreement with your spouse all the time. But you work together, you work it through, and you come up with an agreement of some kind. But in California, as you saw countrywide, until we get candidates that will stick to their principles, that will fight, that won't back down, they won't get nervous when the crowd comes to them, you will lose. And we will keep losing. And I'm going to include myself. I'm either too thick-skinned or too stupid to know better. But when I run for office, and I've run for office, and I've won several times, when you are a principled person, when you live a certain way, when you say you will do, you have to do those things. Because if you don't do those things, then you know better than that group you fight with all the time. So for those of you who get behind candidates because they're an R and you're a Republican or a D and you're a Democrat, don't do it. Get behind that candidate that you've seen fight. Look, I love these people that want to run for office and they have never even been on, I don't know, some kind of nonprofit committee where they've been on the executive board, where they've had to make an uncomfortable decision. You know, when you're sitting there, and you're a school board member, right? And you're having to look out the faces of these parents. And the decision that you're going to make is going to take something away from that they feel is just something they have to have. But you've got more information than they do. You know better than they do. Now, don't take that wrong. I'm not saying I know better than they are because I'm smarter than them. In certain cases, I have information they don't have. And I have to make my decision not based on the tears in somebody's eyes. Not based on them, just being nervous because they're afraid of something I'm going to do. You have to make the right decision for the kids. And it has absolutely nothing to do with emotions. And it has everything in the world to do with looking at the dollars and looking at the curriculum and looking how these young men and women are being graduated. And that's what you need. You need people who aren't afraid to look out there and say, look, this is the right thing to do for the kids, and this is what I'm going to do. We wouldn't have the crazy curriculum we have in California if some of these Republican school trustees actually had a spine. You wouldn't have the crazy sex ed that's going on in these classes, where you visually see, where the characters are drawn out, and I'll leave this to your imagination, what they're doing. Joe Messina, your host, listen in real time. Look, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Have a great rest of the weekend. We'll be with you next week.